As we celebrate today the Feast of the Holy Family, it has become one of the most important feast days in the Church's year. The reason for that is because the attack right now is against the family. Sister Lucia from Fatima told us that that's exactly what was going to happen, that the final battle was going to be over marriage and family. Now, 2 weeks ago was the Holy Family Sunday in the Novus Ordo, and in the homily that day, I talked about the fact that we have now between a 55 and 60% divorce rate. And I asked the question, why? I said, we can break it all down into one word, selfishness. Therein lies the problem of marriage. And within that selfishness, I talk primarily about contraception. You can listen to that if you wish on Catholic Parents Online. But today I want to cover something that underlies even that. What is the problem? Why do we have this problem in marriage? And it comes down to a couple of different things, I think. First of all, it's the general degradation of anything that is holy. We have rejected God in our society, and we have rejected everything that is holy. We have made everything kind of a free-for-all. We look at what goes on, for instance, with the sacraments. We've decided as Catholics that we really don't need them. They're there, we can make them fun, we can make them exciting, we can do whatever, but we don't really need the sacraments after all. I mean, who wants to go to confession? We really don't need confirmation, do we? I mean, that just is the exit outside the church. We'll come to Mass and we can have a show. We can sing Kumbaya. We can goof around. We can have fun. It's supposed to be exciting. It's a pep rally. Well, if that's what we're doing with the rest of the sacraments, what do you think we're going to do with marriage? It has nothing to do with anything holy, does it? After all, look at what goes on with marriage these days. You can get married out in the fish tank out at the Mall of America. You can get married jumping out of an airplane. You can get married at the 50-yard line out at the football stadium. You can get married at home plate. You can do anything you want. But the reality is that fewer than 20% of marriages today are even taking place in a church at all, let alone in the Catholic Church. And so, what is marriage? It's nothing but something secular. It's nothing but some kind of an agreement between two people that has nothing to do with God, has nothing to do with a vocation. But if that's the case, then again, we have to look a little bit deeper and ask ourselves why. Well, as I've already mentioned, there is a rejection of God in our society. And if there is a rejection of God, then naturally there has to be a rejection of anything that follows from that. Human persons are made in the image and likeness of God. Human persons are holy. But if God doesn't exist, then you and I are not made in the image and likeness of God, because he doesn't exist anyway. Nothing is holy because, after all, we just evolved from a rock somehow or another. And so it has nothing to do with any kind of intrinsic dignity of a human person. We're just some sort of chance happening. And consequently, that's how we're going to treat one another. So marriage isn't holy because the people getting married aren't holy. And the very expression of marriage, the union of the couple, is clearly then not holy because the people aren't holy and neither is the marriage that they're trying to express. And on top of that, if marriage is not a sacrament and the sacrament unites the two to be one, And that is what is being expressed physically in and through the body, is a spiritual union that takes place. But if we don't recognize that there's a spiritual union, then the physical union isn't expressing a spiritual union. Then it's a free-for-all. Then it's about my pleasure. It's about me. It's about what I can get out of this. It's not about my spouse. It's not about God. It's not about anything. It just becomes animalistic. And thus we have the problem that we're in. And so we look a little further and we ask ourselves, what else is going wrong? Think about this for a minute. 90% of all of the annulments in the world come from the United States of America. 7% of all Catholics in the world live in the United States of America. So 7% of Catholics receive 90% of the annulments. So either there is a major problem with the annulment situation, or there is a major problem with marriage. Let's say for a moment that the annulment situation actually is proper and correct. Well, if that's the case, then we've got a massive problem with marriage, because they're giving out all kinds of annulments because all these marriages are invalid. So what's wrong with marriage? And what's wrong with the annulment process? Comes down to the same point, that it's not holy anymore. That we don't recognize what marriage is because we don't recognize the dignity of the human beings who are being married. Did you hear what St. Paul said in the first reading? He called you holy. Put on, therefore, holy and beloved, chosen of God. That's who he's talking to, is you. Holy and beloved, chosen of God. That is you. Not chance matter that came from some kind of primordial soup that just happened to be here by some random chance. Now, chosen by God. Because God loves you. You are beloved of God. And you are holy. That's what St. Paul said. You are holy. You are made in the image and likeness of God. And God only wants what is best for you. But if we don't understand that, if we just look at one another as objects for selfish reasons, whatever that selfishness might happen to be, then marriage is just a matter of convenience for the two of us. And if it becomes inconvenient, then I'm out of here. You go to people these days who call themselves marriage counselors, and what is their number one piece of advice? Get a divorce. They both thought they were supposed to be there to help people to improve their marriage. But you see, again, the whole thing is upside down. Because they will tell you that what everything is all about is that you should be happy. That's all. And if you're not happy with the person that you're married to, well, then get out of there and find somebody that's going to make you happy. What's going to make you happy is what's going to fulfill you. And what's going to fulfill you is love. Not selfishness, because you will never, ever, ever, ever be happy if you are being selfish, because you will never be fulfilled if you're being selfish. We can't be, because we're not made for ourselves. We're made for love. And that's the only thing that's going to fulfill us. And so if we are looking at things from a selfish perspective, then we look at what goes on with marriage. As I mentioned earlier, there are fewer than 20% of weddings these days that are happening in a church, any church. But even among those that are, there are lots of people who want to get married in a Catholic church because you can get more people into the church than you can into a judge's office, because the pictures look a whole lot prettier in a church than they do in a judge's office. In other words, it has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with the holiness and the sacredness of marriage. It has to do with purely selfish reasons. I have literally had people come into my office and not only tell me when they are going to be married, but they tell me how they are going to be married. And when I point out to them that, no, this is a Catholic wedding and we can't be doing that, they literally get up and leave. Then I'm not getting married here. Okay? Because I'm going to do it my way. You see, there's no reference to God. And that becomes the problem. If there's no reference to God, then when we come to Mass, God has no right to be able to tell us how he ought to be worshiped. And we aren't at Mass for God, we're at Mass for ourselves. So I should be entertained. I should have fun when I go to Mass because it's about me. No, we're at Mass for God. When you get married, it's about the other person and it's about God. It's not about the self. Obviously, the self is very important in this, but not in a selfish way, because marriage is exactly the opposite of that. The couple makes a vow to love. To love is the opposite of selfishness. That's what it's supposed to be about. But again, in America, we just think we have a right to anything and to everything. I have a right to be selfish. I have a right to use somebody. I have a right to violate people. And it doesn't matter what the church has to say, because there's no reference to God. It's all about me. And so if I'm not happy and I decide I'm going to get a divorce, then I have a right to be able to find somebody else and be with them. Really? You're still married. Now again, we can look at it and say, no, the state of Minnesota said that I'm divorced. I thought it was God who said that you were married. Yeah, the state of Minnesota said that you entered a contract that said you're married. God said you entered a covenant, and a covenant is for life. So that's really what an annulment is all about. It's to look at the question of whether there was something so seriously wrong at the moment that this couple made their vows that it would make the marriage invalid. Think about what that means. If you come to Mass today and you walk out of there and you say, I don't think Mass was valid, why are you saying that? You're saying either there wasn't bread and wine, because you have to have the bread and wine for Mass, or you're saying the priest used the wrong words, said the wrong form, or you're saying that there wasn't the right intention. Because if we have the right stuff and the right words and the right intention, the Mass is valid. So we're going to say that, you know what, my marriage is invalid, it ought to be annulled. You're saying that either we didn't have a male and a female who were both alive and free to be married, or you're saying that we got the wrong words, or you're saying we didn't really intend what the church intends with regard to marriage. Is that where we're at? Now, again, you think about it, back in the 80s and 90s, the big craze was, let's make up our own wedding vows. Again, we don't have to worry about what the church says. Well, what would you say if I went up to the altar today and made up my own words? I'm tired of saying, this is my body. Hoc est corpus meum. I mean, how long have I been saying, let me just get more creative. Let me have fun. Let me make this more exciting. Let me make it so it's meaningful for me. No. The church has laid out the form of marriage. We don't make up our own vows. It's not there to be fun or cute or exciting. But again, these days, weddings are all about a show. It's not about getting married. It's about pictures, and it's about having the most bridesmaids, and it's about having the fanciest dress, and it's about me. No, it's not. So again, we've got it all backwards. So yeah, is there a problem with the annulment situation? You bet there is. Is there a problem with marriage? You bet there is. Because we don't recognize the dignity of the person, so we don't recognize the dignity of marriage. And so it becomes a free-for-all. And it doesn't matter, again, what the church says. The church says you're married for life. And we say, oh, no, I'm divorced. I'm going to find somebody else. It's like, no, unless there is an annulment, you cannot be dating anyone else. You're still married. Remember, immediately after you made the vows, the priest said, what God has joined, let no man put asunder. It wasn't a judge that did it. It wasn't even a priest, if you got married in a church, who did it. It was God who did it. And until God says that you are no longer married, we have to believe and accept that you are. You can say, well, but my spouse did this or that or the other thing. Perhaps they did. That doesn't make your marriage invalid. People get frustrated with that. But again, it's because we want to do it our way rather than doing it God's way. So it's time that we put the selfishness aside. It's time that we look at it and say, you know what? I believe in God, and I believe in the sacraments, and I believe in the truth, and I believe that the human person is made in the image and likeness of God and has dignity and is made to love and to be loved, and that is how I need to live my married life. It's not about me. It is about my spouse, and it is about my children. It is not about me. Our society is all about me, and that is destroying marriage. It is time we get the focus off of the self and put it back where it belongs. Love of God, love of neighbor, that's where it needs to be. That's what we're made for, because, as St. Paul said, we are holy. We are beloved. We are chosen by God. God loves you. We're to love God. And we're to love one another. And in a very specific way for those called to the married life, and it is a call, it is a vocation from God. It is holy. And therefore, for those called to that beautiful state, it is a call to selflessness, to love this other person every day for the rest of your life. That doesn't mean have happy feelings. That doesn't mean gush. That means die to self and live for the other. That is hard. That is work. That is not the American way. Because it is the opposite of being selfish. So marriage is being destroyed from within and from without. Our world is destroying it. Within the church, with all this mess that we've got going on, it's being undermined. Within our own hearts, if we're selfish, it's being undermined. But God is not undermined, because God has not changed, and the truth has not changed, and the truth cannot change. So let's begin with the truth. It's right on the very first page of the Bible. You are made in the image and likeness of God. That is your dignity, and it is from that that every single other thing must flow in our lives. And based on that, God has made you holy. He has chosen you. He loves you, which means He only wants what's the best for you. And unlike what our world keeps telling young people who want to get married, all that we want for you is to be happy. No. All we want is for you to be a saint. We want for you to get to heaven. And married life is the way of saints. It is a holy way of life. Contrary to what our church, to what our world is teaching, contrary to what many people in the church are teaching these days, married life is a holy way. And it is to be lived that way. But it can only be lived that way if, first of all, we recognize that God is the one who has established the beautiful sacrament of holy matrimony. And only when we recognize that for those who are called to this beautiful state, that you are chosen, you are holy, you are beloved.